We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Scott Braun, now he's a UM guy. We've given enough FIU Panthers love here. Pause up, Papa. But Scott Braun's a UM guy like me. Studio host on MLB Network, also does play-by-play. He's going to be on MLB Network Showcase Games with Jim Cott in a couple days. He's got the Giants and Dodgers on Sunday. He's got the Nationals and Mets on Monday. And if you follow him on Instagram, at Scott Braun, you could see some behind-the-scenes footage of that. But again, most importantly, he's a proud Miami Hurricane, and he's joining us now. Hello, Scott.
Go Canes, gentlemen. Great to talk to you, and I miss Miami. Hope to get back down there soon. Busy time.
Always nice to have Canes on the air. Speaking of Miami and missing Miami, so explain to us, because I was asking this of Crowder earlier, on MLB Network, I understand the Marlins were national news in mainstream news, you know, when the COVID thing was going on. But now with a 6-1 record, are they getting recognized in the national news cycle, specifically for baseball, for what they're doing on the field? Because 6-1 through 7 games is pretty damn impressive.
6-1 will play. I will speak for our network. MLB Network has featured the Marlins quite a bit in the past couple of days for their work on the field. MLB Central, our first show every day, spoke about them at the top of the show at least today, if not yesterday as well. So leading off the show, and hey, let's be real, that hasn't happened that much over the past several seasons, given the record from Miami. Our show today was on the rundown, started at 2:00 Eastern with congrats to the Marlins on a great start.
Right.
I mean, 36 roster moves in 1 week. Let's not shy away from the fact that the front office had some work to do. And I get it. It's the Baltimore Orioles. They're the bottom of all of Major League Baseball. But to come back after a long stretch and be missing players and play well like that and pull off a sweep, it's a great story to start the year. I love it.
And Scott, we were talking about it earlier as well, where Jeter comes in, we have Ozuna, we have Stanton, we have Christian Yelich, who ends up winning the MVP. D. Gordon, they get rid of everybody. We know they're rebuilding, and everybody's kind of upset. And then this restarted year, this 6-1, I know it's a small sample size, but can we take anything from this where the rebuild is working, where Jeter knows what he's doing with how great the Marlins are playing right now in this small sample size?
So I'll give them credit for this. I think this has a lot to do with their start. They picked up some veteran players this offseason that are really helping at the start of the year. Jesus Aguilar can swing the bat. Jonathan Villar is an exciting young player. And it's funny, he actually played really well last year for the Orioles. They didn't tender him a contract. He's definitely worthy of being a starting player on a team. So the Marlins scoop him up. Dickerson's been pretty good for them, and I think he'll have a nice year. So some of those veterans to mix in with the young guys not only helps, and you know this, Channing, not only on the field, but also helps if you have all young guys showing up for the Marlins, and they totally go in this direction of rebuilding and starting fresh with young, exciting prospects. Who are they looking up to? So they need to come up to the show, and they need to have guys that have done it before successfully, have good work ethics, stuff like that. So I think that part of the equation has been really good and a job well done by them. And then I really like some of the pitching, some of the arms that they have that are either moving their way through and even finding a few gems. Pablo Lopez looks like he can really be a big deal now and be more towards the top of rotation given some of the changes that he's made. Of course, Alcantara has been, you know, talked about for a while, and I know they're missing him for now. I mean, yeah, they're missing their top three starters right now, and they've still been able to show some depth. So overall, I think that's one part of it. And then the other, in terms of success right now and how you weigh things if you're a Marlins fan, look at the division, because at the start of the regular year, when we were going a few months back, we looked at the division and we said, okay, the Mets look pretty good. And this was before Syndergaard went down with Tommy John surgery. The Braves have been winning the division the past couple of years. They're strong. Phillies are strong with star power. You're like, where does our team fit in? Oh, yeah, and the Washington Nationals won the World Series. Well, so far, and they're playing the Mets tonight and starting up a series, the Mets are 5-8. It's been a struggle. They have injuries. They're missing some of their starters. So when you just weigh what's going on in the division, the Marlins are in better shape, and there's an expanded postseason. 16 teams will make it. So they have a shot. It's real.
So can you then, Scott Braun is with us from MLB Network, can you then take this 7-game sample size where they're 6-1 and say, this is the truth about this team? And the funny thing is, like you say, you're missing three guys in the rotation. We didn't even know if the rotation was going to be that good anyway. Now you're three guys down in it. They're still looking good. Can you extrapolate it out, I guess, and say with an expanded postseason roster or number of postseason teams that, yeah, this is a postseason team. The way that they're playing, they're a postseason team.
So that's where I'll draw the line. I'm not going to go that far yet. I'm going to give you a little dose. I'm going to say they have a shot, but I'm not going to definitely make any guarantees. And we do have to look back at the fact that they just played the Orioles in the last four games. And the Orioles are, if I'm doing power rankings, they are the very bottom at the moment of all of Major League Baseball. So you came into the year. I mean, the Tigers could be in that conversation. They're definitely a better team than Baltimore. So you have to keep that in mind. It's really the only series we've seen them play. Yes, they did well against the Phillies, took 2 out of 3. It was the very first series to start the year. So I think it's nice. And also it's a short season, so it's momentum to build off of. And also keep in mind, with 16 teams, I mean, 500 is pretty much going to get you into the postseason. So the Marlins can play less than 500 baseball the rest of the way. And in normal years, I'm seasoned in this stuff already. I mean, I've been at MLB Network now for almost a decade. I can't get overexcited about starts. And we're usually talking about the first month or so. I mean, I remember even last year, I mean, the Seattle Mariners had a good start. There's a good example. That's a team that was building their way back up. There was no way I saw them making the playoffs last year, and I didn't buy the storyline for a moment. And that was probably about 3+ weeks into the year, just to give you a gauge of how quickly things can change. So all I want to say is the division's not as strong as we thought. It's great to have a nice start when you only have 60 games to play. So, and this team's exciting. They're definitely better than last year. So if I had to predict it right now, I would say no, they're not in, but I definitely wouldn't be surprised if they make it. And if you asked me that a few weeks ago, I would have said, oh, I'd be surprised if the Marlins make the playoffs.
And the Marlins miss, we just talking about it, you know, why we're so impressed coming off sitting in a hotel for a week, Scott. But do you think the MLB, do you think they should panic and try to get every team to 60 games? Because right now the Marlins are slotted, I think, to play 27 games in 23 days just to get to 60. Don't you think they can slot the playoffs off winning percentage or something and not panic to get everybody to 60 to keep their little mini season going?
Oh, 100%. And I think to double down on that, I mean, if you're a fan and some of the teams end up playing, what, 55, 56 games, I don't think it makes enough of a difference. This is a year where we have to understand circumstances going on in our world. So I think the goal is to get there, but would I be surprised if there's a team that doesn't pull that off? Sure. I mean, for now, you try and schedule it in there and see what happens. But Channing, I wouldn't be surprised if there are teams that don't make it to that number. And the commissioner has spoken about that too. Yeah, of course, for now, we're going to try and get to the 60, if at all possible, and keep things fair. Because, hey, there are still players on other teams that are going to look at a schedule and say, well, I mean, forget about balanced schedules this year. You're going to look and say, hey, that team played much easier competition. But you might also have a team that says, hey, the Marlins played 5 less games than us. We could have made that up, whatever it is. So you're going to try. It's just that I think that fans are quite forgiving this year, and they'll understand that if we don't get to that number, it's going to be okay. And, hey, that's also why there's 16 teams making it this year. So if you're complaining and you didn't make it, well, you shouldn't be complaining just about a few teams if they didn't get to 60. You should be looking at your own self in the mirror and saying, why didn't we make it out of the top 16?
Scott Braun is with us from MLB Network. There's some breaking Panthers news, NHL news here. You still work with NHL Network too or no?
I'm not touching it right now, just to be totally candid. I hopefully will get back involved there on the NHL side a little bit. But right now I'm doing 6-7 days a week studio and then calling 2-3 games a week. So I am I am baseball city at the moment, so you might know more than me at the very moment.
Well, this is just, I'm just seeing it right now from WPLG Local 10 reports Florida Panthers parting ways with GM. So, and what they write is it appears the Panthers are heading in a different direction. Moments after the team's season-ending loss in Game 4 of the playoff series to the Islanders, multiple reports now say the team will let go general manager Dale Tallon. The Panthers made 3 playoff appearances during Tallon's 10 years in charge, but the team is still in search of its first playoff series victory since 1996. So Dale Tallon, who came here with great fanfare from Chicago, has not been able to deliver with the Florida Panthers. You know enough to know that, Scott.
I know enough to tell you that 1996 was a long time ago, Huck.
our producer, Alex Solana, was 2 years old the last time the Panthers won a playoff series. So it puts it into a little bit of context. Scott Braun, you watch him on MLB Network. So just a couple quickies on the way out here. How do you feel about the 7-inning games? Because the Marlins obviously won 2 of those during the 4-game sweep.
I feel great about them, and I think that helps Channing's point of if we're going to do these double headers, let's make sure that everybody is healthy and able to pull these off. So if we're going to have a stretch of a number of games in a short amount of days, then let's do 7 innings right now. And it plays to the same fans being forgiving at the moment. It's not something we're doing permanently. It's given the circumstances this year. And what I have learned also is just basically looking at ratings across the charts for, you know, baseball and whatever else, people want to just kick back and watch games. So if you throw up a doubleheader and it's 7 instead of 2-9, I think they're cool with it right now.
And I'm guessing you feel the same way then about runner on second base for extra innings.
Oh, I have more on that. I've been a fan of that one since the World Baseball Classic, which was one of the best events I've ever been to. I don't know if
me and
of you
Crowder
were at
too.
Any of those games.
Crowder and I talk about our experience at the World Baseball Classic. It was one of the greatest sporting experiences we've ever had.
I agree, and of course I've been to World Series games, and it easily matched that, if not better, especially the crowd experience, because you have that World Cup crowd, and then the USA versus Dominican Republic game was incredible. I mean, it felt like World Series plus. So they had that role in that tournament, and it was awesome, and it worked. And many of the managers and GMs that I've spoken to over the last few weeks have actually said they've turned on it, and now they're all in. They really enjoy
it. So you think that
it.
Might stay? You think that might stay?
I would keep it as a fan of the game. I would keep it because I think it's going to create better competition on the field, keep the players healthier. And for people that are missing out on strategy, like if you are not a fan of losing the DH in the NL, strategy is all over that extra inning rule if you throw a guy on second. So I think everybody's gravitating towards it.
Hey, Scott, you must love baseball to be able to look on the field during the World Baseball Classic because I didn't know who was playing. But that oh, my goodness.
We were looking at the girls from the Dominican Republic and Team Colombia, and we didn't know where to look first.
Hey, I lived in Miami. I'm well-trained that I was working in sports calling games. Keep your eyes on the field at times when you need to. Yeah, I was calling those games with Cliff Floyd down there. Well, USA, Dominican Republic's the superstars, but I get what you're saying. When it's Canada against Team Colombia, you don't know everybody. But, hey, studying up, that was a blast. You're right, though, Channing, it was a party. That's really what it felt like.
That's exactly right.
They had their own radios. Like, we were in the Colombian section. I didn't know who was playing. And you know Cliff Floyd, so Cliff enjoys himself too, man. I don't want to put too much out there.
I will say this, too. Between innings, I mean, we were dancing. It was like a club environment. Better than live inside Dolphin Stadium, if that's still a thing. I mean, it was something.
Yeah. It was a party. Finally, because Scott went to UM, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Jim Morris, elected to the College Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday. Well-deserved, correct?
Absolutely well-deserved. Class act in every single way. Never met anyone that had a bad word to say. And I can speak on the media and really when I was a student there on the student media side of being the guy that would give you all the information you need before games and just make you feel like you were an official broadcaster, part of the team and all that. So couldn't say enough good things. And also just look at the track record. Look how much they won. It's not easy to do that.
Yep. Scott Braun, MLB Network. Don't forget, he's going to be calling games. He's got the MLB Network Showcase games with Jim Cott. He's got Giants, Dodgers on Sunday, Nationals, Mets on Monday. And you can follow him on Instagram at Scott Braun and see some of the behind-the-scenes footage. Thank you for making time for us, Scott. Appreciate it.
Guys, I enjoyed it. Have a great weekend.
We shall try. As long as the Marlins keep winning, we'll be good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.